Hi, friends, and welcome to the April 2008 edition of A Word Between Friends, a 5 to 7 minute gospel message made available by Lewis Rushmore, the editor of Gospel Gazette Online. In previous discussions, we've been centering our thoughts on Jesus, the Son of God. Certainly, it is appropriate that we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the Savior of the world. The writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews admonished his readers to keep their eyes fixed on Jesus. It is no less important for you and me to do the same. For salvation and the strengthening of our personal faith, we need to be looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12 and verse 2. The Father in heaven, through His glorious and unlimited wisdom, devised the plan of human redemption so that all of us living in this present age might be delivered from the effects of sin and death. This is the plan He devised before the foundation of the world. God, the Heavenly Father, reveals through the Holy Spirit the doctrine of the Incarnation. Jesus is presented to us in the Holy Scripture as being all at once both the Son of Man and the Son of God. This is God incarnate. In the person of Jesus, we had the second personality of the Godhead clothed in human flesh. John, the apostle of Jesus Christ, writes in his gospel narrative, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." John 1 and verse 14. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, we read about the events surrounding the birth of Jesus Christ. And I would encourage you to read that text in your own time of study, Matthew 1, 18 through 25. In this text, Matthew says that God used an angel to convey to Joseph that Mary had not conducted herself in an immoral way. In Matthew 1 and verse 20, we further read that an angel of the Lord testified to Joseph, "Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." The angel of the Lord further communicated to Joseph that Mary's pregnancy was a fulfillment of a prophecy that had been given centuries before. We know this as the prophecy given by Isaiah in chapter 7 and verse 14. In Matthew 1 and verse 23, the Bible says, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." Upon his arrival in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men came to worship him, not Mary. He was worshipped upon his arrival into the world, not merely following a lifetime of service and teaching. Not only did men worship Jesus, but also angels were commanded to as well, as we note from Hebrews 1 and verse 6. "When he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him." In the Holy Scripture, Jesus is shown clearly to be far more than a mere mortal man, far more than another in a long line of prophets sent from God to men, far more than a man who proved himself to be moral, compassionate, philosophical. John writes in the first verses of his gospel narrative that the heavenly personality known as the Word was with God from the beginning. Not only was he present with God the Father, but John puts forth that the Word, too, was a part of the Godhead. So we understand through the Bible writings that the Godhead consists of three personalities. First, there is God the Father, then there is God the Son, and finally, God the Holy Spirit. However, it was the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. He is also called by John the Word of Life, which was manifested to the apostles and others. There were eyewitnesses to the life and ministry of Jesus the Christ. Some hold a lower view of Jesus than what God the Father has testified unto. Historically, and until our day, sadly enough, there have been those who reject Jesus as being the Son of God. Jesus was confronted with the same problem of unbelief when he walked upon this earth about 2,000 years ago. He came to his own nation of the Jews, but they received him not. This rejection fulfilled Old Testament scripture. The Jews, over and over, demanded of Jesus that he show them a sign, to the end they might believe he was the Son of God. Jesus was approved of God through miracles, wonders, and signs that were designed to impress upon their minds that Jesus was no ordinary man, no ordinary prophet. Yet, for all his miracles, those of healing the blind and the lame, healing those afflicted by leprosy, casting out demons, stilling the storm on the Sea of Gennesaret, walking on the water and feeding the 5,000 with just a few loaves and fishes, turning the water into wine at the marriage feast in Cana of Galilee, raising dead Lazarus after he'd been buried and lying 3 days in a tomb, not to mention the miracle of his own resurrection on the third day, as the Father glorified him and gave powerful testimony that Jesus is God's Son. In spite of all of these signs, yet their hearts have been filled with unbelief. But the Bible still resonates the firm declaration of God from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Receive his gospel message into your heart, allowing it to produce the kind of faith and obedient response that leads unto salvation in Christ Jesus. If we can help you discover the truth of the gospel in Jesus, please contact us at Gospel Gazette Online, where the address is www.gospelgazette.com. May God bless you day by day in your search, study, and meditation of His will and purpose for your life, and in all things, to God be the glory.